Thanks to NewZest, clean, lean protein, for sponsoring today's podcast.
You're listening to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, where we teach you everything you need to know about adopting a plant-based diet, full or part-time. Our goal is to empower you to live a long and healthy life. You can find today's show at ordinaryvegan.net or on iTunes. If you have any questions, please send an email to questions@ordinaryvegan.net.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, number 59, Wabi Sabi, Embracing Imperfection in a Vegan Diet. If we haven't met, my name is Nancy Montori, and I am the founder of Ordinary Vegan, which is this podcast and a website full of delicious recipes. I also have a large, compassionate health and wellness group on Facebook with over 310,000 community members. So please join us by going to facebook.com/ordinaryvegan. Also, please follow me on Instagram @ordinaryvegan and hashtag me if you create any of my recipes because I love seeing your photos. I also love hearing from all of you. I would like to thank Angela for reminding me that although I mention GMOs in so many of my podcasts, I have never devoted an entire podcast to GMOs. So look for that coming soon. And thank you, Angela. I would also like to give a shout out to Megan all the way from South Africa. There is nothing better than hearing from people all over the world. It just makes my day. So thank you for reaching out. I would also like to thank all of you who have joined our private group and the kind words you have been sharing on that site about this podcast. By the way, everyone is welcome to join that group. Just go to facebook.com/groups/ordinaryvegan. So today, I want to talk about a Japanese aesthetic called wabi-sabi and how it relates to embracing a vegan diet. Pared down to its barest essence, wabi-sabi is the Japanese art of finding beauty in imperfection and accepting the natural cycle of growth. It celebrates cracks and crevices and all other marks that time and use leave behind. It is an appreciation of all that is simple, modest, and most importantly, imperfect. Wabi-sabi is considered a beloved form of art, the art of imperfection, not only found within objects, but also within us. If you can practice wabi-sabi as a life view, you are giving yourself the freedom to live an imperfect life. Today, I want to encourage the pursuit of imperfection. This does not mean to embrace failure. It means to embrace learning and be willing to not get it perfectly right. Accepting your imperfections can be challenging. I know it because it has been a lifelong challenge for me. For example, I can feel anxiety if my home is a mess or if there are dishes in the sink. When people come to my house, I always have them remove their shoes and never let anyone just leave a coat or a purse on a chair. Everything has to be tucked away. I don't know exactly why, but I was brought up in a chaotic home, so maybe having everything in its place calms me. But being someone like me, who is always fighting to achieve some perfection in what I do, practicing wabi-sabi can be a big help. And this is a really good day for me to record this podcast because I am definitely having one of the worst days of the year so far. And maybe someone out there listening is having the same kind of day. Today, I can benefit by focusing more on my journey in life with all its ups and downs and realize I have no control over certain situations. It's imperfect, which leads me to being vegan. Sometimes I worry that some of us think becoming vegan is some kind of pledge of perfection, and I never want to perpetrate that. You can embrace a compassionate diet and try not to eat animal foods, and you can take it a step further and avoid commodities from animals like leather, and you can take it a step further and refuse a glass of wine because you're not sure if it's been processed with non-vegan clarifying agents, or maybe you don't eat a piece of bread from the restaurant's bread basket because you're not sure it doesn't have an egg wash to make it more appetizing. It is endless. Trust me, I know. Every time you consume something, you have to think of these things. Or you don't. You just do your best. Wabi Sabi gives you freedom from overcomplicated matters. There is no such thing as a perfect human, much less a perfect vegan. With all that said, I am just hoping you accept all the imperfections that comes along with trying to embrace a compassionate diet. And you should be so proud of yourself for making the effort and just do the best you can. We can also adopt a wabi-sabi outlook when we cook. Summer is arriving this week in the Northern Hemisphere, and I would like to encourage all of you to enjoy your summer and not be a slave to the kitchen. Summer is the perfect time to enjoy all the incredible produce available and letting the flavors shine through by keeping it simple. And for all our dear friends in the Southern Hemisphere, you can still apply a wabi-sabi outlook when you cook. So, what do I mean by that? The kitchen is a great place to start paring down your life. By embracing and savoring simple cooking methods, you let the fresh taste shine through. It is also less about exact measurements and more about fresh food and slowing down the process and truly experiencing the food you have prepared. Stop and smell what you're cooking. Eat quietly and enjoy every bite. I think I have spoken about that before. It is called mindful eating. I know this isn't easy when you come home from a long day at work, but enjoying and exploring the way you can nourish your body can be illuminating. And most of all, regardless of how imperfect your food looks, embrace the imperfections. Keep it simple and don't be afraid of exploring new flavors. For example, a perfect, simple wabi-sabi dish would be what I created yesterday. Stuffed lettuce leaves with a light, delicious, healthy peanut dipping sauce. Let's head into Ordinary Vegan's kitchen and prepare it. But before we do, I would like to share something with you that I use and really enjoy. It is called Clean Lean Protein by NewZest. I don't know if you tried it yet, but you may want to head over to newzest.us/OV right now to get the Ordinary Vegan special offer of a starter pack of 4 flavors for just $9.99 plus free shipping. Clean Lean Protein is a protein powder that you can mix with a liquid like dairy-free milk for an extra boost of protein and energy. It is only 90 calories, 20 grams of protein, and the best part, no added sugar. To order your special Clean Lean Protein starter pack, go to newzest.us/OV today. That is newzest.us/OV. Thanks, NewZest. Now let's go into Ordinary Vegan's kitchen to make stuffed vegan lettuce leaves topped with healthy peanut dipping sauce. All you need is 8 butter leaves or iceberg lettuce or even cabbage leaves to hold the toppings. 1.5 cups of cooked quinoa or your favorite grain like bulgur or farro. Now, some of your favorite crunchy vegetables, like a quarter cup of carrot strips, quarter cup of cucumber strips, a half a cup of chopped red cabbage, a half a cup of bean sprouts, a quarter cup of chopped cilantro or parsley or mint. All you do is assemble the lettuce leaves on a plate, top with approximately a quarter cup of your favorite grain, and add your favorite crunchy vegetables on top, and then spoon over this amazing healthy peanut sauce. All you need is 1 tablespoon of minced fresh ginger, 1 teaspoon of minced garlic, 1 tablespoon of mirin, which is sweet rice wine, 1.5 tablespoons of low-sodium tamari or soy sauce, 1 tablespoon of rice vinegar, 1.5 teaspoons of red wine vinegar, 1 tablespoon of maple syrup, 1 tablespoon of peanut butter, I like chunky, 1/4 teaspoon of dried basil, and some fresh ground black pepper. In a blender or food processor, just combine all the ingredients until smooth. Add a tiny bit of water if you want to make it a thinner consistency. Cover it, refrigerate it, and it will last up to 5 to 6 days in the refrigerator. Now, enjoy those delicious, guilt-free, and bursting with flavor lettuce wraps. And remember, anything goes. Any grain, any crunchy vegetable, mine are just suggestions. You could even mix some cooked black beans and corn into the quinoa and create a Mexican version of the lettuce wrap and top it with salsa. By the way, the grain can be room temperature. It doesn't have to be warm to taste delicious. I like to make grains on Sunday, so they are available to me all week. It is called batch cooking. Another wabi-sabi recipe idea is to buy a bunch of your favorite vegetables and roast them over a barbecue or in an oven. You can toss in some marinated tofu for protein. All you need for the marinade is 3 tablespoons of tamari or low-sodium soy sauce, 1 tablespoon of minced ginger, 1 minced garlic clove, 1 tablespoon of maple syrup, 2 tablespoons of white miso, and 2 tablespoons of sweet wine vinegar, also called mirin. I also like to add a sprinkle of cayenne. Whisk that together and pour it over a 14 ounce of organic extra firm tofu that has been cut into 8 slices. Let it marinate for at least 15 minutes, turning it once, and remove and add to the roasting pan. The tofu should roast for about 15 minutes, so I would toss it into the roasting pan the last 15 to 20 minutes. As far as the veggies go, pair vegetable friends, meaning vegetables that roast at the same time. Harder vegetables like root vegetables take approximately 30 minutes. Zucchini, squash, and bell peppers roast in about 10 to 20 minutes. Thin veggies like asparagus and green beans only take about 10 to 15 minutes. Serve them with a grain and some of that marinated tofu for a hearty meal. Also, enjoy salads. Salads don't have to be boring, especially in the summer. Every time you make a salad, include a fruit or vegetable you have never tried before, like some sliced passion fruit or some thinly sliced black radishes, or throw in some dandelion greens or some sea vegetables. Also, don't drench your salads in heavy oil-laden salad dressings. Oil-free dressings let the flavors of the fresh vegetables and fruit shine through. One of my favorites is my lemon poppy seed dressing. All you have to do is combine 1/2 cup of fresh lemon juice, 1 chopped garlic clove, 1/2 inch of fresh ginger that's been peeled and chopped, 1.5 tablespoons of maple syrup, 1 tablespoon of Dijon mustard, 6 tablespoons of water, and 1 tablespoon of poppy seeds, and salt and pepper to taste. Just add all the ingredients, except the poppy seeds, into the food processor or blender and process until smooth. Taste, adjust seasoning, and add a little more water if it is too tart, and then add the poppy seeds. Don't be afraid to experiment with your own oil-free dressings by combining a citrus juice like lemon and lime with garlic, ginger, a sweetener, and a mustard. And for those of you experiencing summer, there is nothing like fresh tomatoes. Always remember, leave your fresh tomatoes out in room temperature with the stem end up to keep the shoulders from bruising. Never put them in the refrigerator because refrigeration robs them of their flavor. I love simply roasting cherry tomatoes and garlic for about 20 minutes at 400 degrees. They come out plump and they're bursting with flavor. I then serve them over zucchini noodles, also known as zoodles. All you have to do is take a julienne peeler and hold the zucchini lengthwise in your hand. And then you take the peeler and put it against the edge and just draw it down. After you do some zoodles on one side, you flip it around and do the other side. Then do all the sides. And when you get down to the seeds, stop. You are done. Seeds don't make good zoodles. Then put your zoodles in a colander and sprinkle with salt. And then put them on a plate and top them with the fresh tomatoes and some fresh basil. You can also practice wabi-sabi in your home by finding value in the weathered and lived in. It should also be clutter-free to inspire feelings of peace and tranquility, simplicity, and everything doesn't have to be matchy-matchy. That's the exact opposite of wabi-sabi. Remember podcast number 50, What is Joy and How Joy Can Improve Your Health? Only bring things into your home that bring you joy. That is definitely a wabi-sabi approach. Wabi-sabi can play a role in every facet of your life. But getting back to wabi-sabi in a vegan diet. Remember, eating plants is about getting close to nature and giving your body the most natural form of clean nourishment. And although often very delicious, you don't always need all the pots, pans, time, and energy to make a satiating, flavorful, and enjoyable vegan meal. All you need is your compassion, love, favorite vegetables, fruits, grains, legumes to create something special. Thanks for being here, everyone. And thanks to Noosa's Clean Lean Protein for sponsoring this podcast. I will put a link in this week's show notes to their special offer for the ordinary vegan community, along with the lettuce wrap recipe. I am committed to keeping you healthy, pain-free, and anxiety-free. Many people in the wellness world are turning to CBD oil from hemp for its powerful anti-inflammatory and anti-anxiety effects. You can find all my vegan, organically grown, pure CBD products at ordinaryvegan.net. Till next time.
Thanks for joining our plant-based community today. Together, we can accomplish great things. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of Ordinary Vegan's recipes and plant-based tips. If you have any questions or feedback, email us at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Until next time.